Please be seated. It's popular among many Christians to give up something for Lent. Now, a number of years back, I was contemplating giving up something for Lent, and I was sharing this with my wife as to what my great idea was. I thought I had come up with something wonderful. I had decided, because I was such a selfless person, that boldly I was going to give up eating vegetables for Lent. Now, momentarily, I had forgotten about a prenuptial agreement that my wife and I had made, that once we were blessed with children, that I agreed I would eat at least a little bit of whatever was put in front of me. And so my Lenten plans were out the window. Now, I'm not going to ask you if you've given up something for Lent or what that was, but I do want you to think about this question. What are you willing to give up? And I don't want you to think about that just in terms of a short time, such as 6 weeks, but as it applies to your entire life. Let's listen to what Paul had to say about what he was willing to give up, to see if we can learn something from him and be inspired by him. From Philippians chapter 3, starting at verse 7, Paul writes, "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith." This is God's word. Paul says in these verses that all the things he considered important, he considered them garbage, and that he had lost all these things. And he really wasn't exaggerating here. Just prior to writing these words, Paul kind of detailed what his life was like. And really, he had it all. He said he was circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Now, we might listen to what Paul says here and say, okay, Paul was a pretty good Jew. But that's really not saying enough. Paul was the best. He was among the elite. If they had had Twitter in those days, he would have had a huge following on Twitter. Now, I want you to think about, take stock of your own life. Now, maybe you're not the best student or professor or employee or son or daughter or husband or wife or athlete or fill in the blank with whatever vocation you want. Maybe you don't have a huge following on Twitter. Maybe you don't even have a Twitter account. Or maybe you don't put that much stock in who you are. Maybe you think more about the things in your life. You know, I may not be in the top 10% of my class, but at least I dress pretty well, or I have a really nice car, or I have the best smartphone money can buy. Or, you know, I don't work at an Ivy League school, but I still have the undying admiration of all my colleagues and the students. But all of those things, or accomplishments, or accolades, what are they really? Paul called his accomplishments garbage. Garbage. You know, the things that you throw into a can that end up getting put out on the curb to get hauled away because they're broken or useless or you don't use them anymore, or they're worn out. Garbage. Trash. Refuse. Rubbish. Stuff that, from an eternal perspective, if you hold on to that more than you hold on to anything else, they're simply going to drag you down to the depths of hell. You see, Paul came to realize that what he thought mattered, what he thought was important and made him important, especially in God's eyes, was not important. Paul was working so hard to be a good follower of God, keeping all of God's laws, persecuting those who didn't, that it wasn't until his eyes were opened that he saw what was vital. In fact, his entire focus changed. Instead of looking at himself, instead of looking at how great he was, instead he looked at Jesus and saw how great he is. I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. We don't like to lose. We're kind of competitive by nature. If we're playing a game, we want to win. But as Christians, we're losers. You first became a loser when you were baptized. In your baptism, you lost what you thought was important. All of your accomplishments, all of the things of this life, how great a person you are, how good you look in God's eyes. Because that had to be replaced with something more valuable, something far more valuable, in fact. Your garbage was replaced with the treasures that Jesus earned. Indeed, Jesus lived a life about which he could have bragged because he lived a perfect life, completely sin-free. And in your baptism, God gives you credit for that perfect life. And Jesus did make an ultimate sacrifice because he went to the cross and died in your place. And in your baptism, God counts that sacrifice, that death, as being yours. And Jesus did rise from the dead, showing that he had conquered all of the enemies that we have, sin, death, the devil. And in your baptism, God says, you will rise from the dead also. Now you see what that means, right? You don't have to try to look good in God's eyes, making sure to keep all of his commandments, all of his laws, because you're afraid of being punished otherwise. You don't have to prove to God that you're living a holy life, that you're a worthy Christian. You don't have to, because God already looks at you as being perfect. Jesus did all the work and you get all of the credit. When God the Holy Spirit created trust in you, created faith in Jesus in you, he made you a new person, a perfect person, a person whose value and worth is tied up completely in what Jesus did. Now that said, that you don't have to try hard to look good in God's eyes, does that mean that you can live any way that you want? Hey, I'm a Christian. I'm forgiven of all my sins. I can party like there's no tomorrow. Sorry, but no. You do want to look good in God's eyes, not to earn anything from him, but because he's already given everything to you. How you live your life as a Christian comes simply from your being a Christian. You show love and kindness to your neighbors because Jesus showed love and kindness to you. You forgive your spouse or your roommate when they tick you off because Jesus forgave you. You speak well of everyone, including your enemies, because Jesus speaks well of you to his Father. Your life as a Christian is not a competition. It's a result. You don't need to prove anything to God, to other people. Your life simply reflects who you are. You have already given up everything that you think is important, because Jesus gave up everything for you to give you what is truly important, eternal life. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, through your life, death, and resurrection, you have won for us the eternal salvation we so desperately need. We thank you for taking away the garbage in our lives and replacing it with the true treasures of heaven. Continue to grant us your grace that we always cling to you for our life and salvation, not trusting in anything we do, but in you alone. In your name we ask these things. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.